摩太后书第四章，我们要从第一读到第五节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 5。
我们每个主日来是要听主的话。
We come every Lord's day to hear God's word。
所以我们已经在读主的话，来到第提摩太后书第四章第一到第五节。
And we have reached Second Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 5。
我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度，嘱咐你，务要传道，不论得时不得时，总要专心，用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，而多发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且厌而不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
这段经文的这个主题就是务要传道。
And the main theme of this passage is to preach the word.
所以今天我们要跟大家思想讲道的重要。
So today we want to think about the importance of preaching.
今天很多人看低讲道这个事份。
Today many people look down on this whole idea of preaching.
很多人甚至很讨厌说告诉人不要 don't preach to me, 就是不要向我说教。
And people even use this in a negative sense and they say please don't preach to me.
很多人认为传讲真理呢，你可以用戏剧，你可以用音乐，你可以用歌曲，可以用短句来传达真理。为什么要讲道呢？
And many people think that you can also proclaim the truth using drama, using musicals, using short skits. Why do we still preach?
但是如果你看这段经文，他说务要传道，意思说这个是一个命令，你必须要传道。
But if you look at today's passage, Paul says, preach the word, and this is a command. In other words, you have to do it.
不但这里是一个命令，同时呢，他也告诉我们怎么样来传道，或者怎么样来讲道。
Not only did Paul command Timothy to preach, but he also shows us how the preaching ought to be done.
同时呢，他也告诉我们讲什么东西，讲道是什么道，要讲什么。
And at the same time, he also tells us what we ought to preach about.
今天很多人来到教会，他说我心里有一个需要，我心里有一个问题，我心里想要知道一些东西，你必须要回答我的问题。但是我们要很清楚，你来教会是要听神要跟你讲什么，还是你要听你想得到什么？
Many people come to church today and they come to church with this idea that I have a need or I have a question or I have an issue that needs to be solved. So I want to come and find answers. But let me ask you, do you come to church to look for answers or to listen to what you want or is it to hear what God wants to say to you?
这个是非常中心非常重要的一个问题，所以这个就分别什么叫做以人为中心，以会众为中心，或者是以神为中心的讲道。
This is a crucial question because it will help us to distinguish what is a God-centered sermon and compared to a man-centered sermon.
让我们来看这段经文，它的背景是什么？
And let's look at the background of this passage.
这段圣经的背景应该回到三章一节。
And the background brings us back to chapter 3, verse 1.
回到三章一节，他说你该知道，请大家看三章一节，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
Look at chapter 3, verse 1. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty.
因为那时候呢，人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁等等。
For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, etc.
我们讲这些人呢，不是指一般人，这些人呢是指假先知。为什么呢？你看第五节，有金钱的外貌，世界的人没有金钱的外貌。这些人有金钱的外貌，却背了金钱的实意，这等人你要躲开。
And we talk about how the word people in verse 2 is not referring to the whole world and all the sinners, but it's referring specifically to false teachers, because verse 5 says that these people have the appearance of godliness, but denying its power.
你看第八节，
Look at verse 8.
他说从前亚尼和响比怎么样抵挡耶稣，这等人怎样抵挡真理，这等人也这样，也怎样抵挡真理，他们心地坏了，在真道上是可背弃的。
Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses,So these men also opposed the truth, men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the truth.
所以亚尼跟响比呢是谁呢？就是在耶稣摩西时代的时候呢假先知。所以这群人，他用这两个人来形容这些人，所以这些人应该是指假先知或者假师傅，有外表是谦虚，但是里面呢却是违背了敬虔的实意。
Jannes and Jambres were false teachers during Moses' time. So when Paul puts this in contrast or in comparison with the people in verse 2, he is talking about false prophets or false teachers.
所以在这种情况底下，有假先知、假道理在当中宣扬的时候呢，保罗告诉提摩太，你应该怎么办呢？保罗告诉提摩太，但是你看第十节 ，But you, 你。必须要服从我的教训，品行志向，信心，宽容，爱心，忍耐。
And in the midst of false teachers who were teaching false doctrines, Paul gave Timothy the instruction in verse 10. You, however, or but you, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness.
所以这里面对假先知、假道理的时候，你必须要有一个好的属灵的导师。
So in when you're facing false teachers and false teaching, you need to have a good spiritual mentor.
上个主日我们跟大家分享了属灵的导师的重要。同时呢，接下来他说，你看第十四节，同样的这个文法，他说，但是你所学习的。从确信要存在心里，因为你知道了跟谁学的，并且你从小明白圣经，这圣经使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
So last Sunday we preached about the importance of having a spiritual mentor, and we skip forward to verse 14. In the very similar words Paul repeats, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it.
所以我们讲到属灵导师的重要。
So we talked about the importance of spiritual mentor.
我们也讲到属灵的传统的重要。
And we also talked about the importance of spiritual heritage.
因为提摩太从小就明白圣经，他从谁学呢？就是从他的母亲，还有从他的祖母所学的。
And Timothy understood or was acquainted with the sacred writings of the scriptures since childhood. From whom did he learn this? It is none other than his mother and his grandmother.
当然在分辨这个假先知假道理最重要的就是神的话，你看第十六节，所以他说所有圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责使人归正教导人学义，都是有益处的，叫属神的人得以完全，我预备行各样的善事。
But the most important of all in discerning truth from error is really the Bible, because verse 16 says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
所以来到今天的经文，他讲到说第四章第二节，所以你务要传道，因为这个道呢就是圣经。
And we come to the passage today in chapter 4. That's why Paul says, preach the word or preach the Bible.
所以你有没有注意到在圣经这两个字在这几节经文里面出现好多次。
And the word actually appears many times in this passage.
所以特别是在第十五节那里，你看到他讲到说，你从小明白圣经，但是在 英文圣经里面说 sacred writings,
and in verse 15 of chapter 3, you have been acquainted with the sacred writings from childhood.
那么同时在3章16节，他讲到 scripture, 或者说也是我们华文圣经也是翻译成圣经。
And in verse 16, all scripture, which is also referring to the Bible.
但是来到第4章第2节，他讲说 务要传道，那个道字也是指圣经。
And when it comes to chapter 4 verse 2, preach the word also refers to the Bible.
但是这几个呢，在希腊文里面呢，都不同的名，都名不同的字。
But these are all different words in Greek.
所以在第十五节那里，他说圣经从小明白圣经那个字呢，在这里就是 heragrammata。
And in verse 15, when it talks about the sacred writings, in the original Greek is hiera grammata.
这个 grammata 的意思是指字母的意思，连 lettering 它很注意，连那个字的这个每一个字母它都注意。
And this word grammata actually refers to every single letter.
但是来到3章16节，他说圣经是神所默示的，那个是 graphē， 那个意思是指 writing， 就是那些文字。
And in verse 16, when it says all scripture, the word scripture in the original Greek is the word graphē. In other words, it's all the writings.
那个 graphē 呢的意思呢是可以指说是 painting 或者是那个画。 我们可以讲是那个笔画，所以那个笔画都很重要。
So the word graphē actually refers to the writings or the strokes in the writings.
那么来到4章第2节的时候，他说这个务要传道那个道字呢，在希腊文是 ton logon， 它是 logon 的意思呢，是它的名词，它的字根是 logos， 大家都很熟悉的，就是那些话语。
And when it comes to chapter 4, verse 2, the word is in Greek, ton logon, which is derived from the root word logos, which you should all be very familiar with. In other words, all the words.
所以意思说，当你面对许多的错误的道理、假先知、假道理的时候，你很注意，很重要的是你必须要属灵的导师，你必须要属灵的这个传统，更重要的你必须要圣经的话。
And remember that when you are faced with false teachers and false teachings, it is important to have spiritual mentor and spiritual heritage. But even more importantly, what you need is the words of the Bible.
所以这个圣经非常的重要。所以第三章16节就告诉我们，他说圣经都是神所默示的，以教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益处的，叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
So the Bible is extremely important, as verse 16 tells us, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
所以这里我们看到呢，圣经的源头、圣经的应用跟圣经的目标。
And we can see here the origin of the Bible, the application of the Bible, and the objective of the Bible from these two verses.
所以你注意看到圣经是神所默示的。
All scripture is breathed out by God.
所以这个默示的是原文的意思就是神口里吐出来的气。
And in the original Greek, it means the breath that comes out from God's mouth.
所以圣经整本圣经都是神火呼出来的气，意思说从它的源头是从神的口里出来的。
And this signifies that all of the Bible actually originated from God's mouth.
那么神这个圣经的应用呢，我们讲过有四个。
And the application of the Bible is fourfold.
你看你的圣经三章十六节说，与教训。
Look at your Bibles in chapter 3 verse 16, profitable for teaching.
教训，第二是督责，第三是归正，第四呢是教导人学义。
Secondly, reproof. Thirdly, correction. And fourthly, training in righteousness.
教训呢，就是指来教导或者是教义来圣经。我们的教义从哪里来呢？就从圣经的话来。
Teaching refers to doctrine. So how do we derive our doctrines? It must be from the Bible.
第二呢是督责，就是监督责备，意思说我要告诉你这个是错，哪里呢？圣经说这是错的，你要回头看圣经里哪里有说错。
For reproof, in other words, to point out what is wrong in whatever that you are doing, it has to come from the Bible to show you that that thing is wrong.
那么同样，归正呢，就是说，一直讲错不对，这样什么都错，好像你一直看到孩子不要这个，不要这个，不要这个，结果不知道应该这样，到底是哪一个对呢？圣经说，你看你必须要做对，不要说谎，你要做诚实话，所以那个要 correction 或者那个归正呢，要从圣经而来。
And thirdly, for correction, because you cannot just keep pointing out the error without pointing to the right path. Just like you cannot keep telling a child, no, 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 don't do this, don't do this. But you must tell the child what to do. And the correction refers to pointing out what is the right thing to do. And again, this has to come from the Bible.
那么教导人学艺呢，就是指训练。 Training 就是那个人要用这个不断的操练，也是从圣经而来。
And lastly, for training in righteousness, so this training and in righteousness, how the person ought to be disciplined to do certain things over and over again to be trained ought to come from the Bible as well.
所以圣经有四个用途，第一是教训，第二是督责，第三使人归正，第四教导人学义。
So there are four applications of the Bible. Firstly, for teaching. Secondly, reproof. Thirdly, correction. And lastly, training in righteousness.
最后，这样圣经的目标是什么呢？就是要教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And what is the objective of the Bible? Lastly, verse 17, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
所以每一个圣徒，你需要，你要完全，你要完成，你要成熟的话呢？ 怎么做呢？你读圣经，你按照圣经去做，你就可以完全，你就可以成熟。
So, how does a Christian be competent and mature? You need to know the Bible and do what the Bible tells you, and then you will be competent and mature.
所以保罗说，务要传道，把圣经讲得清楚明白，让众人明白，知道，按着去做，你就能够成熟。
Therefore, Paul tells Timothy, preach the word, because by doing so, it will cause people to be competent and mature.
但是今天我们看到世界上有很多很大的饥荒。
But today we see that there is great famine in the land.
今天我们饥荒不是因为没有东西吃，是因为没有神的话可以听。
And this famine is not caused by a lack of physical food, but it is caused by a lack of God's word.
所以阿摩斯书说， 耶和华说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上。人饥饿，非因无饼，干渴，非因无水，乃是不听耶和华的话。”Amos
8:11, God declares, "Behold, the days are coming, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord."
所以今天呢，我们发现今天人。 为什么没有神的话可以听呢？因为今天的人喜爱演唱会，喜爱歌剧，喜爱综艺节目，要被这个娱乐，但是他不就是不要听神的话？
And what sort of famine is this? That's because today people, they want to have concerts and musicals, and they want to have variety shows and entertainment, and they want all of those except the word of God.
所以今天我们所读的经文里面提到，因为时候要到，人要厌烦纯正的道理，而多发扬，就随从自己的情欲，增添好多师傅。
And that's exactly what we read in today's passage. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions.
所以呢，我们为什么我们说传道或者是讲道是这么样的重要
？And why do we say that preaching is so important？
所以我想很快的跟大家讲一下讲道的这个好处。
And very quickly, I want to tell all of you the benefits of preaching.
所以三章提摩太后书三章十五节，刚才我们念的已经讲到了。圣经，这圣经能比这个提摩太所学从小就明白，这圣经能使人有得救的智慧。
And chapter 3 verse 15, we have already read that just now. The Bible is able to make you wise for salvation.
我们传讲圣经呢，人一可能听见你的圣经，他就明白，他就信主了。
And when we preach the Bible,then the hearers could be an unbeliever, but because of hearing God's word, he understood, and because of that, he believes in God.
不但是这样，神的话呢，就是灵，就是生命。
Not only that, the word of God is spirit and life.
所以主耶稣说，我对你所说的话就是灵，就是生命。神的话有生命，它能够进入你的心里，你能够明白，你接受，就能够产生作用。
And Jesus said, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. If you receive it, it will be effective in your life.
当一个信徒他要成长，信主了之后他要成长，怎么样成长呢？他是看主的话语，特别提摩太前书二章一节讲到说，你们要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假冒、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。纯净的灵奶就是指作圣经来说，像婴孩爱慕奶一样，你就因此渐长，以致得救。
And for a young Christian to mature, he needs the word of God, as 1 Peter 2:1 tells us, put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, which in this case figuratively refers to the Bible, that by it you may grow up.Into salvation.
所以我们要成长，我们必须要神的话。
So if we want to grow, we need God's word.
而且我们要成圣呢，主耶稣自己说，主耶稣的祷告在约翰17章17节说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
And if you want to live holy and sanctified lives, you need the Bible, because John 17:17, Jesus prayed, sanctify them in the truth.Your word is truth.
所以你如果要成圣，你必须好好读着的话，明按着去行，你就能够成圣。
So if you want to live sanctified lives, you need to read God's word carefully and obey it.
不但是这样，神的道能够建立我们。
And not just that, the word of God can build us up.
啊，使徒行传二十章三十二节说，如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们。
Acts 20:32, now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up.
所以很多人问，我们教会叫做恩道教会，从哪里来呢？就是使徒行传二十章三十二节，恩惠的道。
And people ask, how do you derive your church's name, Grace Bible Fellowship? It is from Acts 20:32, the word or the Bible of his grace.
所以这里呢，他这个道呢，能够建立我们。
God's word.Can build us up.
刚才我们也提到，不但是建立我们，不但使我们得救，我们成圣而建立我们，而且呢，最后呢，可以使我们完全。刚才已经讲了，在提摩太三章十六节。
And we have already read this verse just now. Not only is the word of God able to give us salvation and build us up, but it will cause us to be complete.
弟兄姐妹，我们最后呢，每一个人都会面对审判。你知道那个审判，那个大的考试，考什么吗？
Brothers and sisters, in the end, all of us will face judgment. And do you know in this final exam what will be tested?
约翰十二章四十八节，主耶稣说：“弃绝不领受我的话人，有审判他的，就是我讲的道，末日就要审判他。”
John 12:48, Jesus said, "The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge." The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day.
最后，当我们面对审判的时候呢，就是神的话来审判我们。
Finally, when we face judgment, it is the word of God that will judge us.
所以怪不得彼得使徒们都说，我要以专心以祈祷跟传道为事。
That's why Peter and the apostles said we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
所以呢，保罗跟提摩太讲，你必须在神的教会里面要以宣读神的话、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。
And Paul also instructed Timothy to give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and preaching.
是的，今天可以用音乐，可以用短剧，可以用这个戏剧，可以用电影来传达真理。但是神要我们呢，神命令我们必须要讲道。
Yes, indeed, we can proclaim the truth today through drama, through musicals, through skits, and through movies. But yet, God has determined that we should be preaching.
所以我们必须要传讲神的道。
So we have to preach God's word.
这个 J.I. Packer 大家很熟悉的一个作者，他说，真正的讲道呢，必须讲员是经文的出口。
And J.I. Packer, an author that we are all very familiar with, says that the true idea of preaching is that the preacher should become a mouthpiece for God's text.
你要听神的声音，讲员是把神的意思讲出来，让众人明白。
You want to hear God's voice? It is through the preacher who is preaching God's will so that the congregation can understand.
我们只是把圣经的意思讲给大家听，所以这个叫做释经讲道。
We are here but teaching you what the meaning of the scriptures are, and this is what we call expository preaching.
所以我们必须要打开圣经或者 expose, 让大家看见圣经，读圣经。
So our job is to expose the scripture so that you can see it.
然后解释圣经。
And to explain the scripture.
然后呢，要劝大家来遵守圣经。
And to exhort all of you to obey the scripture.
所以我们不是在传讲自己，我们是告诉你经文、神的话语、神的圣经是这个意思。
So we're not preaching our own ideas, but we are telling you this is the meaning of the Bible.And this is God's will.
甚至有一个神学院的院长，他说，当你讲道的时候呢，当你的手如果在比划的时候呢，你右手在比划，你的左手必须按在圣经上面；当你换手的时候呢，你的左手在比划的时候呢，你右手必须指在圣经上面。
In fact, a seminary president once said that when you're gesturing with your right hand, may your left hand be pointing to scripture.And when you're gesturing with your left, your right hand must be pointed to scripture.
所以我们看到讲解圣经务要传道呢非常的重要。
So we see the importance of explaining the scripture and preaching the word.
特别是这段经文。
And especially this passage.
这段经文呢是保罗在临死的时候写的。
This passage was written by Paul shortly before he died.
你看这个提摩太四章第六节
，Look at Second Timothy 4:6。
他说：“我现在被浇奠离世的时候到了。
”For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure.
一个人要死的时候呢，他讲的话非常的重要。
The words that a person speaks before his death is very important.
他最关心、最对他最重要的事情是什么呢？告诉提摩太，务要传道。
The thing that he is most concerned about is now being spoken to Timothy, preach the word.
他不但认为这个重要，甚至他重要到一个程度，他怎么说呢？他说，你看第一节，四章第一节，他说，我在神面前，在审判活人死人的耶稣基督面前，在他显现和他的国度里面，吩咐你，命令你，你必须要传道。
And this is serious to the extent, if you go to verse 1, to the extent that Paul wrote, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word.
所以你看到为什么主保罗要在这时候又提到神的名字，要提到耶稣的名字，要提到他是审判官，而且将来的国度呢？为什么要这样讲这么多人的名字呢？
Why did Paul have to bring in the name of God and Jesus Christ and even saying that Jesus Christ will be judging the living and the dead by his appearing and his kingdom?
如果我要请好弟兄拿一杯水回给我的话呢，我不会说在神面前，在耶稣面前，他的国度面前打一杯水给我。
If I want Brother Glenn to bring me a cup of water, I will not tell him in the presence of God and Christ Jesus and his kingdom, bring me a cup of water.
当然不是，这些话是表示他在好像在神面，在法庭面前宣誓，我告诉你，这个是最重要、最重要、最重要的事情，你必须要做。
And this, the reason why Paul wrote like that is,just like in a court when he's calling the witnesses here and taking a vow that this is important and it has to be done.
所以这里给我们看到很严重的，就这个就是讲道的命令。
And so we see here a very serious command of preaching.
所以他保罗说，我在神面前，在耶稣面前，在审判官的面前，将来国度这个神的这个国王的面前，告诉你，你必须要传讲宣讲神的道。
So Paul calls upon God and Christ Jesus, who is the judge, as his witnesses, and in the kingdom, where there's the king who will be the judge, and all these witnesses, Paul calls upon as he charges Timothy to preach the word.
所以我们为什么要讲道呢？因为这是神的命令。
So why do we preach the word? That's because this is God's command.
不单是神的命令，他还告诉我们怎么样讲。
And not only is there a command of preaching, but Paul also tells us what is the manner of preaching.
他说务要传道，我们华文圣经翻译传这个字不够力，力度不够。
In the Chinese is talking about spreading the word, it is not forceful enough.
所以这个务要是你一定要传这个字，那个翻译的不够力度，这个在英文圣经里面是宣讲的，宣告的意思。
And though in Chinese, when it's translated almost like spread the word, it is not forceful enough because in preaching, it is a proclamation.
圣经里面的希腊文用 caruso, 它的意思是大声高声的宣告的意思。
And in the Greek, it is the word caruso, in other words, to proclaim loudly with a great voice.
所以这里包括是不单是宣告、宣布、宣讲，或者是公布，或者说圣旨到，你必须要听。
And this is to announce, to declare, to proclaim, and in fact, it is calling out that the king's edict is here. You must listen.
不是通知。
It is not just informing.
不是商讨。
And it is not discussing.
不是给你意见，也不是跟你谈话。
It's not giving you an opinion or engaging in a dialogue.
所以这个是。单向的告诉你，神的意思是这样，是有权柄的告诉你，很清楚的告诉你，神的意思是这样。
So this is a one-way communication, clearly declaring to you that this is God's will.
所以这里我们看到，圣经很清楚告诉我们，讲道是神的命令，而且告诉我们要怎么样讲。
So the Bible tells us that preaching is a command from God.And the manner of preaching is also given.
不但是这样，他还告诉我们要讲什么。
Not only that, but it also tells us what should be the content of preaching.
所以讲道的内容非常重要。
So the content of preaching is also important.
所以这里讲的是讲务要传道，这个道字呢就是 logos, 意思说神的话语。
Preach the word, logos, in other words, God's word.
所以这里呢不是要让大家讲自己的意见。
So it is not preaching our own ideas or opinions.
不是讲自己的笑话。
And it is not preaching jokes.
不是讲自己的故事。
Not talking about personal stories.
是讲神的话。
It is preaching God's word.
The Hoi Logos, 意思说这个字呢，这个是神，那个 Logos 就是神的话语。所以我们讲是神圣经里面这第一章第一节第二节第三节第四节什么意思讲给大家听。
So it is not all the rest of the things, but it is all logos, the very word of God, and that's why we go through it verse by verse, from verse 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, and telling you what God means.
所以这个非常的重要。
This is crucial.
很多人在传道的时候讲这个道的时候呢，很多时候很喜欢讲哲学，讲政治思想，整人的理念，但是就不是讲神的道。
Many people when they preach, they like to preach on philosophy or politics and other things except the word of God.
而且很多人喜欢讲的时候，很喜欢讲他自己的亮光，读圣经的亮光。
And very often, many people when they preach, they also like to talk about their own personal insight into the word of God.
意思是我有亮光，你没有亮光，所以我看得多，比你好。
In other words, I have insight, you lack that, I know it, and you don't, I'm better than you.
所以我问你，你是传讲你的亮光，还是传讲神的意思？
So are you preaching your personal insight, or are you preaching God's will?
啊，我的亮光特别多，我讲给你听，意思说你听，你看，你不懂。其实你要知道，我们是传讲神的意思，不是传讲我的亮光。
And if I were to tell you that this is my insight, it is an, in other words, saying that you don't know, I know. But this is not the way to do it. We are not preaching our own insight. We are preaching God's will.
我们在读这段圣经，看出这段圣经是在讲道的重要，我们就把这个意思讲给大家听。为什么我容易讲到？我给你看这一章，每一章、每一节、每一个字都是朝这个主题，然后告诉你这个主题是什么，这一段。的意思是什么？他的意思就是讲到神这个讲到的命令、讲到的方式、讲到的内容，都是圣经里面的话传讲出来的。
And as we preach this, and we are telling you that this is the meaning of the passage, because after we study all the words there, and we realize that they are all pointing in the same direction with the same major theme about the importance of preaching, and we derive from the Bible or the passage here, the command, the manner, the content, we are merely telling you this is what you find there.
很多人讲到最后呢，你好像是讲这个观这个道是我的，这个想法是我的，这个处理方式是我的，他把神的荣耀剥取了。我们是告诉你，圣经里这么讲，每一个字每一个句话都是圣经的意思，最终呢，神的荣耀我们只不过是一个使者，一个传话的人罢了。
And if some people, when they preach, they tell you, this is my sermon, I'm the one who crafted this together, and I came out with all these points, then this person has robbed God of his glory. But if what we do is to tell you, this is what this verse say, and this verse say this, and this verse say this, you are looking at this thing for yourself, we are giving glory to God.
我们讲到的时候，最重要的是让你看见这是神的话，不是我的话。
The most important thing in preaching is that we let you see this is God's word and not mine.
所以如果是这样的话呢，神的荣耀不是我们。
And when that is done, God gets the glory, not us.
我们只不过是一个仆人，只不过是一个传话的人。
We are just a servant and a messenger.
所以这里他说务要传道怎么传呢？他说如果你看跳到第二节的下半段，他说用百般的忍耐、各样的教训、责备人、警戒人。
So how do we preach? What is the content? In the second half of verse 2, reproof, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching.
所以这里你看到这里这个讲道呢，还包括呢，当然是要用忍耐各样的教训呢，要责备人。
Notice that in the preaching, it's not just with complete patience and teaching.But it also involves reproof and rebuke.
所以这里呢，还不但是责备人，然后警戒人，还要劝勉人。
Not just reproof, not just rebuke, but also exhortation.
很多时候我跟大家提过，就是我们讲完道时，有些弟兄姐妹就来问我，你是不是讲我
？And I've said this many times before. After preaching, sometimes.Certain brothers and sisters will come to me and ask, "Are you talking about me?"
啊，很多以前我害怕，我说，哎呀，不是，可能是圣灵感动你。
And in the past, I used to be fearful and ashamed, and then I'll say, no, maybe the Holy Spirit is touching you.
但是我只是研究圣经之后，我告诉你，如果你下一次来问我是不是你在讲我，我一定这样回答你，不讲你讲谁。
But after studying the scriptures carefully, I realized that the next time if you ever come to me and say this.I will reply to you. Of course, I'm talking about you. Who else am I talking about?
因为我是向你们传讲神的话，就是对你讲，不然还要讲谁？
Because I am preaching to all of you the word of God. So if I'm not talking about you, who else can I be talking about?
当然我们是在讲神的话。
But we are speaking God's word.
我们是用神的话应用在我们的身上。
And we are applying God's word to our life.
而且在我们身上的时候，我发现弟兄姐妹有什么需要，我就特别讲那句话，特别的应用，强调那个应用。如果圣灵用他这个来打动你的心，你就感恩好了。
And if I know of a particular need of a brother or sister, when the text actually says it, I will try to emphasize it. And if the Holy Spirit convicts your heart, you should thank God.
我们再说一次，我们是传讲，务要传道，那个内容是那个道，是神的话语。
And once again, I emphasize to preach the word, the content of preaching is actually the word of God or the Bible.
所以讲员是经文的出口。
The speaker is but the mouthpiece of the text.
这种讲道方式呢，其实不新鲜。很多人说，这个是新的，其实根本不新。加尔文、马丁路德已经就是用这个方式不断的讲，然后他才能够知道天主教走错了方向，才能够改教。
Actually, this type of preaching is nothing new, as with some people who think that this is something that's new, because even Martin Luther and John Calvin, they actually did this, and that is precisely the reason how they found out that the Roman Catholic Church is wrong.
当然也不是从马丁路德和加尔文开始，其实尼西米记已经开始了。
And if you realize, it did not start with Martin Luther or John Calvin. It started as early as Nehemiah.
你看尼西米记第八章，你就可以看到这种教导。
If you read Nehemiah chapter 8, you will find such a teaching.
加尔文呢，就是按照圣经注章注节的讲。
And John Calvin preached according to the Bible, verse by verse, chapter by chapter.
主日呢？星期日他在早上他就讲新约，平时他就讲旧约。
And on the Lord's day he will preach the New Testament in the mornings, and other times he will be preaching the Old Testament.
而且他就是按照一章一章一章的讲下去。
And he follows the sequence chapter by chapter.
所以呢，你可以看到加尔文可以写出整本圣经的这个注释书呢，其实他就是按这个方式讲，从头讲到尾。
And John Calvin could write a commentary on almost the entire Bible because that's how he preached.
当然除了这个启示录他没有写完他就死了。
And with the exception of the book of Revelation, he did not complete it because he died before it.
让你有一个看得清楚呢，1549年的时候呢，他曾经被这个政府停止不准讲道。
And just to let you have an idea of how it was like, in 1549, John Calvin was banned by the government from preaching.
但是在五年之后呢，他回到，当他获准回去他的讲台讲的时候呢，他讲什么呢？他讲上一次没有讲完，继续那一下一届他讲下去。
And 5 years later, in 1554, when he was allowed to return to the pulpit to preach, he continued from exactly where he stopped 5 years ago.
其实应该是三年，不是五年。
Sorry, it's 3 years and not 5 years.
所以他就是这样的不断的讲解圣经，可以把整本圣经讲完。
And that's the way that he preached through the whole Bible.
帖撒罗尼迦他讲了46篇道。
And he preached 46 sermons on Thessalonians.
加拉太书讲43篇。
43 sermons on the book of Galatians.
以弗所书用48篇。
And 48 sermons on Ephesians.
哥林多前后书讲186篇。
And 186 sermons on 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
还有很多都是这样的，马丁路德也是这样。
And many others like Martin Luther did the same.
他们所讲的就是讲圣经。
They preach the Bible.
所以你看到吗？圣经非常重要。保罗说，务要传道，很清楚，这是一个命令，而且他要宣告、宣讲，而且呢，要讲道的内容。那个道就是圣经。
And so you can see the importance of preaching, and this is a command, and it tells us the manner that we ought to do it, and it gives us the content, which is the very Bible itself.
请大家看你的圣经第二节，提摩太后书四章二节。
Let's look at your Bibles, chapter 4, verse 2.
他说，务要传道，无论得时不得时。
Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean？
啊，以前呢有一个在英国呢有一个牧师叫做哈斯兰。
And there was a preacher in England called Haslam。
他们呢基本上当时候的英国呢他们有分教区，就是这个教区是这个牧师，另外一个教区是另外一个牧师。
In those days in England, they divide this into different jurisdictions. So this region is belonging to this pastor, another region will be led by another pastor.
那么其中这个哈斯兰呢，他讲道讲了很多了，他的教区很多人都信主了，他跑到隔壁的教区去讲。
And this preacher known as Haslam,He, after preaching in his region, and many people came to the Lord, he went to another region to preach.
那么他到隔壁的教区，隔壁的牧师就很不开心，你有你的地盘，为什么你跑来我这边？
And when he went to the neighboring region, the pastor there was very unhappy because he says, you have your own jurisdiction, why do you cross over to mine?
这个广东话叫做捞国界啊。
This is crossing the line.
啊，所以这他们就告到这个主教去，主教就叫哈斯兰来，你很空闲是吗
？And they complained all the way to the bishop, and the bishop summoned Haslam and asked him, "Are you very free?"
他说没有，我只是讲到，我只是讲两个时间我讲而已。
And so he replied, "No, I only preach in two times."
啊，他说哦，真的吗？只有两段时间，哪两段时间呢
？And so he the bishop asked, "Only two timings? What's the two timing?"
他说第一个就是得时，第二个是不得时。
And he replied, "The first is in season, and the second out of season."
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
不管是得时是好的时间讲，不好的时间也讲，意思说全时间都要讲。
In other words, actually all the time he preached.
所以这边从务要传道，不管是人要听也好，人不要听也好，你都要讲。
So in other words, whether people want to listen or not, you have to preach.
特别你看到第三节
，especially look at verse
他说务要传道，不论得时不得时，为什么呢？因为时候要到，人要厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，随从自己的私欲去增添好些师傅。
For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions.
因为你看到那两个字吗
？Look at the word for.
他说你务要传道，为什么呢？因为有人到时候不要听，你更要讲。
Preach the word because or for there is a time when people don't want to listen. That's the very reason you should continue to preach.
所以这个叫做讲道的迫切。
And I call this the urgency of preaching.
今天很多人不爱听到。
Today many people do not like to listen to preaching.
更加讲到更加重要。
And that makes preaching even more important.
所以保罗说，为什么你要得时不得时呢？因为今天不要很多人不要听了，你更要讲。
So Paul tells Timothy to preach in season and out of season. In other words, there's a time when many people don't want to listen.But you must continue to preach.
所以你看到这个意思是说，当今天呢很多人不爱听，我们心灰意冷的时候呢，其实你心灰意冷的时候，你更加要传，要更加要宣讲神的道。
So today, if you preach God's word and people do not want to listen, but you end up being discouraged, for that very reason, you ought to continue to preach.
所以你看到第三节，他说这里呢，因为时候到，人必厌烦纯正道理，你越讲的纯正，人就越不爱听。讲一些我兴趣的东西给我听吧。
For the time is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine. The more sound your sermon is, the more they do not want to listen.
他们耳朵发痒。
They have itching ears.
他喜欢，人家想好听的，他喜欢听。
They only want to listen to the good stuff.
你信耶稣了，你会发财，每个都要发财，谁不要发财
？Believe in Jesus and you will be wealthy. Everybody wants that.
所以他就随从人的情欲，你们都要发财，我就讲发财的福音。结果呢，就去捡了神的话。
And because of their own passions, they like to listen to that. And the preacher starts to change his sermon to preach what the people like to listen to. And in the end, they ditch God's words.
随从人的情欲。
They are suiting their own passions.
那么增添好些事物，你看到吗？原来这些很好学，不断的学。今天呢，我们很多人很好学的，但是问题他是学什么？
They will accumulate for themselves teachers. This is an indication that they are longing to learn. But what are they learning?
他们就是要他们喜欢的东西，他就要听；他不喜欢的，他就不听。但是很自然。但是你，所以我们不是要讲你喜欢听的东西，我要讲神要你听的东西。
And it is natural for such people to only want to listen to things that they want to hear. And this is natural, but we are not here to tell you or to speak to you what you like to hear. We are here to tell you what God says.
所以你看第四节, 他们掩耳不再看, 你多讲, 他根本盖起来, 他不想看, 掩耳, 就是不想听, 不要看, 不听真道, 那么偏向荒谬, 的言语, 就是你越讲得很奇怪, 讲得很玄, 他就喜欢。
And verse 4, they will turn away from listening to the truth, and they will wander off into myths. The more mythical your sermon is, the more they enjoy it.
不单是这样, 我们继续看下去, 第五节, 他说, 你却要, 但是你却是必须要, 凡事谨慎,
Verse 5, as for you, but for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry.
所以这边讲的是什么呢? 这个讲到讲道的职责。
This is referring to the accountability of preaching.
别人是这样, 但是你不可以这样。
Others do that, but you can't.
你必须要谨慎。
You must be sober-minded.
你要看得清楚, 你能够分辨。
You must be discerning and be able to see clearly.
你知道吗? 谨慎这两个字就是做长老必须要的这个条件, 你必须要很清楚, 很机警, 一看到就知道这个是错的。
To be sober-minded is one of the requirements of the church elder. He has to know very clearly and immediately when something goes wrong.
意思说他很冷静, 他很平衡, 他有节制。
And in other words, he is being very calm and level-headed and well-balanced and practices self-control.
而且呢, 他说你要很清醒, 然后呢, 你必须要忍受苦难。
You must endure suffering.
然后呢, 他说要做传道的功夫。
Do the work of an evangelist.
这个字传道呢, 跟先前的传道是不同, 这个字呢, 是要传福音的意思。 传好消息的意思。
And this is not just, it's different from the word preach. Earlier on is evangelism, in other words, to preach the gospel.
意思说你要怎么样传福音, 你传福音就是传讲神的话语, 就是传福音。
In other words, how do you preach the gospel? By preaching God's word, you are preaching the gospel.
因为福音就在神的话语里面。
Because the gospel is embedded into God's word.
所以我们必须要把这个好消息, 神的话语就是好消息。
And God's word is the good news, and we want to preach this good news.
所以呢, 他说要尽你的职分, 所以我们讲说, 这个是讲道的职责。
Do the work. In other words, this is an accountability.
很多时候我们在这个时代里面, 说, 你要传讲这个福音的信息呢, 我们就不讲圣经, 我们讲很多故事。 其实呢, 圣经就是好消息。
Some people say that, oh, we are having an evangelistic meeting, so we will put the Bible aside, we will not preach the Bible, we will talk about personal testimonies and other stories. But let me tell you, the Word of God itself contains the good news.
今天很多人不爱听讲道。
Today, many people do not like listening to sermons.
甚至很多人, 基督徒也已经是 不爱听讲道，甚至讲到我们在讲他教会里面必须要有对话。我们教会里面你给我意见，我给你意见，我们用表演，我们用诗歌，诗歌表演都没有问题。但是神要我们用讲道的方式传讲他的话语。
And many people say that in the church we ought to be engaged in a dialogue and a discussion, and we must have performances and perform songs, etc. Even though there's nothing wrong with performing songs, but the main thing in the church ought to be preaching God's word.
但是今天我要让你从这段经文里面看到，圣经很清楚说， 保罗说，我在神面前， 在审判死人活人的耶稣面前， 凭着他的显现， 凭着他的国度， 我要命令你， 务要传道。
And I want you to see in today's passage, Paul charge Timothy in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom to preach the word.
所以你看到吗? 讲道在教会里面非常的重要。
So can you see the crucial importance of preaching in the church?
所以这段圣经里面告诉我们 讲道的命令, 讲道的方式, 讲道的内容, 讲道的时间, 讲道的迫切, 跟讲道的职责。
And this passage shows us the command of preaching, the manner of preaching, the content of preaching, the timing of preaching, the urgency of preaching and the accountability of preaching.
所以你看到我们为什么在教会里面很坚持必须要用讲道的方式来讲解圣经。
And I hope you can see why we emphasize that in the church, preaching the Bible is the method that we use.
我盼望你将来也懂得回答其他问你这个问题，为什么我们要听讲道，就是从这段圣经来。
And I hope that you can answer questions thrown at you about why you want to listen to sermons by using this passage.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer.